Welcome to the Come and Belong podcast. I'm your host, Brother Zach Coder. Welcome back. I am so excited to be joined here by two of the most fun ladies on the planet. That is Kiko.
Hi, I'm Kiko.
And her sister.
Hi, I'm Jensen.
And we are so excited. These are two wonderful young ladies who attend our institute program, and they're here today just to tell us about their journey towards becoming and coming unto the Savior. And yeah, so thank you.
You are so welcome.
And we've been shooting about 3 minutes so far of like blooper reels because these girls are fun. So anyway,
quality content is all I can say.
Yeah. She's sponsored, not sponsored.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Before we do anything, I always like to play a game with our guests. Or is that okay?
Yeah.
I guess if it's a fun game.
It is going to be a fun game. As a matter of fact, listeners, you're in for a treat because we've never played this game before. We kind of cycle through the same three or four games, and I'm always trying to think of new content. You girls, ladies, whatever, you made it easy. We're going to play a game that I just invented, kind of. Well, the name of it. It's called Sister, Sister.
Because we're sisters.
Okay, sounds good. You ready?
Yeah.
So here's how it works. Now listen, I've played this before with my aunties, and I love them, and God bless them, but they cannot follow instructions to save their lives.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask the question, do not answer right away.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three, and then you're going to answer at the same time, okay?
Okay.
So when you're ready, you could like either give me the thumbs up or look at each other and be like, okay, we're ready. And then I'll go one, two, three, and blah, you're both going to answer it, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll pick it apart after.
Okay.
So this is a psychology tactic. Okay, here we go. Shoot. Ready? Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who of the two of you is the more reliable sister? Ready? On the count of three. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Say it at the same time. Here we go. Right into the mic. One, two, three.
Jensen.
Oh! You both said Jensen. Why? Why did we say that? Kiko, why do you say that?
Well, I just feel like at the end of the day, I feel like she's just, I don't really know. Like, I feel like I always count on her to do things. I almost like call her like my mini mom.
Okay.
So in a sense, like, yeah, she like is a mom. Okay. So I'm just like, I'm always there for like a good time talking to everybody. And she's like, Kiko, like we got
to
go.
Something needs to get
like,
done.
Keeping me on a schedule. Like even down.
I believe that.
She like texts me and she's like, oh, like, how are you doing? Like, you best know. Like, I haven't signed up for any classes on my own. She has signed up for all of my classes. Like, she's a saint. Saint. So, yeah. I would say she's most reliable.
Okay.
Like,
Jensen,
I just count on her for everything. 100%
agree?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So, I mean, and I'm not mocking you at all, but, like, we're friends on Be Real. And, like, every Be Real, she's in front of her computer doing homework or doing like, the responsible
I
thing.
Literally
Kiko's
am.
Like, whee! Hanging off a cliff somewhere. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I would say that I have that mom trait in me.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like we balance each other out really well.
Yeah,
She's like, okay, we really got to get things done. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like we will. Like, we'll go to the library, you know, everything like that. And then me, I'm like, come on, let's do something fun. She's like, God, do homework. I'm like, no, come. Like, it's fine. It's fine. So we're a really good balance.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this next one, I think I already know the answer to, but here we go. You ready? Count of three. Count of three. Don't answer yet. Who would be more likely to spend time in jail?
Do we even I love how you already know the answer. Like, should I be offended?
No. Ready? One, two, three.
Kiko.
Okay. Hand it to Jensen. Jensen, why do you think that? Why would Kiko spend some time in prison?
Well, I feel like she's more likely to take risks that would get her in jail.
Okay.
I just have that, like, responsibility and, like, accountability kind of trait in me that would be like, this is not right. Don't do that. You could go to jail. And I don't know.
My family plays a game where when we're on vacation or together, or a lot of times when we're not, like, you'll see a sign that right says, do not cross this line. And we'll take a picture of ourselves crossing that line just to be like, ah. And my wife is always like, Zach, that is a rule. You cannot break it.
That is so mean.
Literally me. Because I remember one time we were on vacation and you're like on the piers and they have the birds. And they're like, don't touch the birds. Like, they bite. You best know I'm like sticking my finger in their mouth.
Come here, bird. I got
something
for you.
Oh, yeah. And I've been bitten multiple times. And I'm like, ha!
You have the bird flu.
Filming. Like, she's really good at like videoing everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I even have, like, she has an entire private Snapchat story just designated to me. Just, like, everything I do. Yeah. So, I feel like I would end up in jail, like, obviously not for anything bad, but I'm, like, just there for a good time, then end up, like, what did I just do?
Okay. So, here's the question then, Jensen. I want you to answer. what would it be that gets her in prison? Can you think right off the top of the head, what has she done that she's going to serve a little bit of jail time for?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is that.
She was ready. She's like, okay, so the first thing.
The first thing, I feel like she would, like, go to a store and, like, be shopping and then be, like, in the dressing room and forget what clothes she was wearing. Oh, and she would be, like, wearing this.
This is cute. I'll walk out
and, like,
with it.
Would be expensive. And then she would walk out. Shoplifting. And, like, be able to be like, oh, my gosh, like, what? What? This is the outfit I came in. And, like, no, this is not the outfit you came in.
You're going to jail, young lady.
So then, that's why you're spending
jail
time.
I love it. Okay. This is a tough one. I don't want to cause any contention. You ready?
So much contention.
Who is smarter? Now, I don't care if you're thinking book smarts or street smarts. I don't care. Like, you just, who's smarter? Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Kiko.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, why do you say Kiko? Why do you say Kiko says herself? Jensen says herself. Okay.
I would say, at least, like, I feel like I give more advice. I feel like you come to me for, like, a lot of advice, and I'm like, okay. Oh, do this.
So the street smart stuff, the lifestyle. Okay.
Like that. But Jensen, I feel like when it comes to, like, book smarts, I feel like me and you can hold our own. You know?
What do you think, Jensen? What do you think? Why did you say yourself?
Well, I feel like, yeah, she does. She's really smart with, like, the advice and everything. But I feel like when it kind of comes to education, I might have the upper hand just because she knows more about life and stuff. But I'm really good at doing schedules. I'm really good about all the education.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, intelligence is an interesting thing. Like, intelligence, there's lots of different types of intelligence, right? So, okay.
We can definitely
okay.
pull our own in each.
I like it. I like it. So, like,
I would say because she's more studious, that helps her. But, like, if I want to be studious, I can. But I feel like naturally she is more studious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a weird one. Okay. It's a, don't overthink it.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to give you two options and you're just going to say the option. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mom or dad on the count of three. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Mom. Oh. Like, dad, sorry if you're watching this. Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Why mom?
I mean, for me, I feel like, yeah, I go to my dad and my mom, like, both for advice, but I feel like my mom's always the first one that I text and everything.
Got it.
And then, yeah, I just feel like she's the one that I reach out to first.
Kiko, you agree? Yeah?
Yeah, I would say for me, like, especially, like, me and my mom, we are the exact same person. I remember, one of my guy friends in high school, he came to my house and, like, met my mom. He's like, the stars have aligned. Holy cow.
I get it. I see it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Because people are like, there's no one like you. I'm like, meet my mom. Yeah. Like, okay. So I just feel like me and her are the most similar.
Okay.
So I feel like, obviously, I'm just like, mom.
Okay.
Like, okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. I think I know I'm a mama's boy. And, like, yeah, okay. Okay, I get that. Okay. This one is, I don't know. I don't throw chairs, okay, with this next question. If I said FC, do you know what I'm talking about? Who's the FC? The favorite child? Okay,
oh,
on the count of three. Like, on the count of three. You ready?
Wait.
Okay, now, by the way, it doesn't have to be one of you. If you think there's another favorite child in the family, right? Does that make sense? So I have four siblings, and we all know who the favorite child is.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready? You guys got this? You ready?
Okay, ready.
A little bit. Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Kiko.
So it is you. Jensen, why is she the favorite?
Man, I have no idea. But she just gets.
My wife said that once. My wife came back from a parent teacher conference once, and she sat down across from my daughter, who she just went to the parent teacher conference. Like, man, I don't know why your teachers like you so much. So that's kind of what that was. Okay.
Like, I don't know, but she is. Like, you just know that she is. Like, our parents will just do anything for her, but, like, they'll do anything for me and all my other siblings.
Yeah. Sure. There's an FC.
I don't know. There's just something there.
There's
you know?
A definite
There's
FC. Kiko, there. Do you want to defend yourself or you're like, I don't need to defend myself. I'm the FC, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say something, but it's going to give away another question you're going to talk about later.
So we can couch it. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll talk about that reason.
Okay. That's going to come up.
Talk
I love
that,
it.
Talk about that question. But I would say, I feel like I'm the most, like, lighthearted in my family, and I feel like my siblings are just, like, very, very driven, you know, just, like, and I feel like me, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, hey, and I'm always bringing people to the house, and my parents
are
just,
so you're the party.
Like, yeah. Okay. I feel like I, and so I don't know. I feel like that's it. Okay. I'm not very like emotional. I'm just more like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm here for a good time.
Okay.
Like,
I got it.
When I need your help, like, I'll need your help. Like, at the end of the day, like, I think I, like, being down at college, I probably talk to my mom maybe once a week. Oh, maybe. Like, yeah. And, like, love her with all my heart, but I'm just like, I just get, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm present. I'm in the moment. I'm where yeah. I'm at. Okay. That's awesome. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, girls. Thank you so much for playing.
Of course.
That was fun. It was fun for us. I hope it was fun for you guys. But and I love your little teaser there. We got something
yeah,
to talk
I'm
about.
Yeah, like, shoot.
Well, let's just go down there then. Let me ask you this. So tell me, again, what we're here today to do is to talk to you ladies about what has happened in your lives to bring you closer to the Savior, to the bring you to the points that you're at. I don't know you that well. But I know you've been in my classes, and I know that it's been just hearing your testimonies, and it's very obvious you have a love for the Savior and a commitment to Him. And so tell me a little bit about like growing up. Because you two, when I first discovered you were sisters, I was like, you seem more like best friends. You seem more like, you know, that type of thing. Has it always been that way growing up? Have you always been this close? Or tell us, yeah, just a little bit about growing up in your family.
You want to go?
Yeah, I can start. I feel like we have been best friends growing up. Our whole entire lives, we've always shared our like shared room together. When I moved to college, it was the first time that I've never like had my own room before. So I feel like we've just spent so much time together. And then I feel like when we were younger, our mom always dressed us in matching outfits. Like we just always did everything.
We were like
together.
Raised like twins. Yes.
Okay, so
like,
let me ask.
Everybody thought we were twins.
Okay, so I'm gonna say who I think the oldest is.
Yes.
Jensen.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How much older?
18 months.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
She's 20 and I'm 18.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've just been like sharing a room our whole entire mm-hmm. lives. And then I feel like when it did kind of like not like go downhill, but we weren't as much as like best friends when I moved to college.
Okay.
And then when I moved home for the summer and everything, and then like she moved down here, we just like it just started.
You
off
just
again,
picked a ride know? Back yeah. up. How many siblings or how many kids are there in the family?
There's 5 kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you the oldest, Jensen, of the whole family or no?
No. So I have 3 older siblings.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you two are the babies.
So back to like the favorite, I'm the youngest. So I feel like the youngest always has a connection.
Got it.
With the parents. And so I just feel like
they have like more access to them in some ways. And the yes. parents, yeah, the other kids have worn them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I feel like being the youngest, you're just always like, oh, yeah, like love more attention, kind of just like the family yeah. clown.
Right.
So back to that answer. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So we 5 kids in our family. Let's see. So we're from northern Utah, like Highland.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
My parents lived in Alpine for a while. So,
yeah. Awesome. So very like LDS prominent area. I remember like in high school we went to Lone Peak and they said probably I think it was like 92% of people were enrolled in seminary.
Wow.
So like everybody is members. LDS.
Yeah. You just grew up in the culture of the church.
Yes. And like we've never moved. Like moving down to college was the first time we've moved.
So you're just does your family still live in Alpine? Or
yes.
Highland.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really nice because, like, we can just, like, drive, like, 4 hours.
That's not
go
too
up.
Terrible, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So it's really good. But, yeah, I feel like back to, like, have we always been best friends? I feel like yes, but I remember, so we have an oldest, our older sister, Berkeley. So she went on a mission when, let's see, I was, like, 12 and you were, like, 14 maybe. I don't remember the ages.
Yeah. Maybe
but we were like
there.
pretty young.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she was like more of like a sister.
Got it.
And then once she got back home from her mission, that was like, it was like a year. And then JJ moved out.
Okay.
And I remember during that, she turned from a sister to a best friend.
Oh, cool.
And so it's like now, like I view her like as a best friend more than a sister.
That's way neat.
Yeah. And so I remember... Like, I feel like I got closer to her while, like, Jensen was gone. And I remember turning to her when we were, like, going down, like, this past summer before I moved down here. And I said, Jensen, like, do you know why, like, me and Berkeley are such good friends? And I was like, because she's not a sister to me. She's a best friend. And I was like, I want to get to that point with you because I'm like, I just want to be, like, your best friend.
That's awesome.
And so I feel like we've always been, like, really, really good friends. But, like, now I view her more as a best friend than a sister.
That's so cool.
Like, even we do things down here and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, come. And everyone's like, what, your sisters? I'm like, I forget that she's my sister.
That's awesome.
I'm like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, she's a friend. Like, she's a built-in friend.
That's cool.
You know?
That's way cool.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Jensen? Yeah, everything. Oh, amen.
Like, for sure. Like, awesome. Like, when people talk to me about Kiko, I'm like, guys, I haven't seen her for like this whole day. And I'm struggling. I'm like, I need to be with her.
That's
like,
so
I'm
cool.
always like just texting her. And like, yeah, she's awesome. Just a built-in best friend. And like, yeah, sometimes I just forget that she's my sister. And when people figure out, they're like, that makes so much more sense. Like, you guys are sisters. Like, what? They're like, you just have the same energy. And like, that's just why we get along so well. And like, even when like we get mad at each other, it can only last like at least max 5 minutes. Like, if we if it lasts more than 5 minutes, then there's probably something really wrong.
There's deeper.
We're just like, but never has. Yeah. Like, we just have to keep going. We're like, well, you want to go do something fun? Like, let's go
just
do something.
Do something.
Like, come on, let's get over it. So.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, transitioning just a little bit. That's so cool, by the way. I love the fact that, and it shows, like, you guys are real, so much fun and good friends. And again, I'm assuming some things about you, but have you always felt like you've had, okay, we're all working on our testimony. We're all on different levels of that. But have you always felt this strongly about the gospel and yeah, your faith? Has there been anything, what has it been in your lives? Because I know that family, it sounds like, has been a big part of that. But what else has happened in your lives to lead you to want to, in a world that a lot of people are leaving, churches and whatever formal religion, what has made you want to stay? What has made you want to feel a sense of belonging and come unto the Savior?
I'll go first. So, yeah, we grew up in Highland, very, like, LDS prominent. And so, and, like, our parents that grew up LDS. And so I feel like, yeah, always like the church was very something like a big thing in our family. And so I feel like it was just like normal, like just like an LDS family. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like you're just brought up in this, like, you know, nothing different.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. But I feel like my oldest brother, he went on a mission and it just like wasn't a very good experience.
Mm. Yeah,
and
happens. Yeah.
He, so like the church wasn't like the best topic in our family, just like
okay.
wasn't, so because it just like brought like so many trials with it.
Gotcha.
And so I feel like, and then we also have like extended family that aren't part of the church.
Okay.
And so like, it was always something that's like, we knew that there was stuff outside of the church.
Right.
And so I feel like once I got older, I was like, I do have examples of people in the church, but I have examples of people like outside of
the
church.
Yeah.
And so I really want to figure out for myself. I'm like, okay, like, let's see. Like, if I left the church, like it's not like I'd be like the black sheep in the family, you
right,
know,
right,
just
right.
be like, okay, like, great. And so I feel like as I got older, I was like, okay, I really need to figure this out for myself. And it really helped with like my friends. They were like such good examples to me. And I just feel like I always got like that constant happiness from it. And I think I've really decided this past year that like this is the church for me, because I don't know if this is going like too far into the question, but I went on a church history trip, and it's like this senior trip that like my
cool.
school does. It's not school like sponsored,
sure,
but a lot of
yeah,
people from
yeah.
my high school. So it's like 120 kids go. And they fly
wow.
out. So we flew out to like New York and then drove all the way back and went to all the church history sites
wow,
for
that's
2 weeks.
So cool.
It was the best thing of my entire life. It was amazing. And I remember always hearing, they're like, okay, like in this day and age, you can't be just like half in, half out. And so I was like really thinking about that. I'm like, if I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, like I'm going to be like
all in. Yeah.
And I remember that was like one of my big questions going into that church history trip. And I was like, okay, like, is this church for me? Because like, I know like these next like 5 years, like very pivotal years. And
absolutely.
I'm like, I need to figure out if this is something for me or it's not. And I knew that that was something I had to figure out before I came to college. Because I'm like, no, I want to figure out, because I always heard the stories like, oh yeah, like I saw alcohol in college, and then like I already knew, I already made that decision. Like, I want to make this decision before I'm even swayed. So I remember going into that and then just getting like this clear prompting of like, this
yep,
is for
this
me.
Is it.
This
That's
is
so
it.
Cool.
And like that, this is what gives me so much happiness and so much hope.
So it was, do you think, cause you told me before this interview that you're planning on a mission in September, which is so cool, by the
yes,
way.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have your mission call? Do you? No.
No
okay. Just working
no.
towards that.
Yes.
Was that kind of the moment, do you think, where it's like, or was it like coming back to me like, okay, now this is the church for me. What led you to want to go on a mission?
Okay, so I feel like probably like sophomore to junior year, I was like, I'm going on a mission for sure.
Okay.
And then senior year, I was like 50-50. I'm like, you know what? Like on the fence. Like
I could go, could I could
just like flip a coin. I'd be like, whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, I really don't know. Like there'd be weeks I'm like, I'm going. And then weeks I'm like, nope, not going. Yeah. And so that was another thing. Yeah. So I said like one of my big questions is like, is this church for me? And should I go on a mission? And so I feel like, so I went in and we were, this is, yeah. Like long story short, I ended up, so there was like probably like there's just like boxes of Book of Mormons that we could give out just throughout the trip.
Oh, and cool.
So our leaders were like, give out as many as you can. And I was sitting next to this lady. We were on a ferry around New York and I like just started talking to her and I was like, oh, hey, like I like your dress. And she's like, oh, thanks. She's like, where are you from? I'm like, Utah. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like senior trip, like completely missed the opportunity of like sharing the church.
Sure.
And then we ended up like started talking about the church. And then at the end, she didn't even take the Book of Mormon, but she turns to me and she's like, I think that's so amazing that like at this young of an age, you feel so strongly about something. And she's like, stick with it. Like, this is that's amazing. Cool. And she's like, you turned to me and like complimented my dress. And like,
that's something young people don't do.
Yeah.
They don't know how to start conversations. They don't know how to carry a conversation with people. Yeah.
So, and that's when it like really hit me of like, I've been really blessed with the ability to connect to people. And I remember walking away from that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I didn't even go into that conversation wanting to share the gospel.
Right.
And like, even.
But it was just natural.
Yeah. And I didn't even take it. And then like, we ended up talking about it later. But I was like, I genuinely wanted to talk to her and just compliment her dress. And so I remember sitting there, I was like, you know what? Like, I've been blessed with this. I was like, I can use this to bring more people the hope and happiness that this gospel brings me.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And like, Jensen, as I hog the thing, I'm like, let me just talk for 10 minutes. Here you go.
Jensen, thank you. Kiko, you're awesome. Jensen, tell us a little bit about your what your journey has been like towards, again, where you're at. And no one's done. We're not finished. There's still more to go, but you know.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like mine kind of started just at like when I like growing up. I feel like our parents were very supportive and really strengthening our own abilities to be in tune with the Spirit and listen to our promptings.
Cool.
And
they are such a good example. Like, yeah, sorry to cut you off, but like our dad, we always joke about like there's a special place in the celestial kingdom for him. Like
awesome.
He is the most amazing person.
I love that.
Like even our neighbor, what does he call him? Like the 13th apostle or something? Like
that's so cool.
Such great examples. So yes, I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like they were really like I'd go ask him a question like, what should I do? And they're like, well, what was your first thought? And I'm like, I know my first thought, but I don't like, I want to know your opinion. And they're like, no, just do your first thought.
Trust it. That's
and
so
like,
cool.
They always did that. And they're like, we're going to love you no matter what you choose. And so I feel like that really helped me to become strong and in tune with the Spirit, even if I didn't think it was the Spirit at first.
I love that training, teaching you to trust your instincts and to allowing you the freedom to experiment and really learn like, okay, I guess that wasn't the right choice. And maybe that's not what the Spirit's like. Ah, and I love that. I love that message that we love you no matter what. So good job, brother and sister Anderson. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
So I feel like that was a really good base for me to go out in the world and really decide. So I think like the first experience I had was I went to University of Wyoming for 3 weeks. And I was 16, so it was the first time I was out of the house, not with my parents, not with my family, not really any examples of like LDS people or really anything like that. And I was the only person from Utah that came to this college camp.
Okay.
And so, and there were like maybe three other people that were LDS. And so we went to church every Sunday and stuff, and I made it a priority. And my parents were like, well, you can like be involved in it if you want, but you don't have to, but like it's your choice. And that was the only sense of security I had out in Wyoming, because I didn't really know the area that well and I didn't have my parents. And I was like, but I know that I have Christ and I can go to church and I can feel that love. And so I went to Institute, and I was like, one day I was talking to some of the kids and I was like, so like, what do you guys do for fun? And they're like, we like drink alcohol, like we just go party. And I'm like, wow. Like, they're like, what do you do for fun? You know, I'm like, you know, I like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like I go to church. Like, I just kind of do all those things, but I don't like include the alcohol and stuff like that. And like, I wasn't like,
I like to go to parties. I just don't drink. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, they had their fun and I have my fun just a different way. And so I feel like that was like a really good like missionary experience to explain why I don't do that type of stuff.
And to be, yeah, to be really put up right against the why and yes. have an answer is cool.
And like, that just like showed to me that like, wow, this is like what I want to be a part of. And I feel like the other big experience was moving down here during COVID. I was just living in the Nissan Towers and no one was really down here. So Institute and like church was like my only way of meeting people. So I just took as many classes as I could. And that was just my safe spot again. Like I'm a homebody. Like I want to be home. And like that was huge for me to move out and like feel like I really didn't finish high school because COVID kind of took it away. And then I moved down here and I should come to Institute because that's just where I felt peace and like I felt comfort. And I'm like, this is what I want to be a part of. So that's just what I do. Like Institute, I love it. And I feel like that's what's really pushed me and grown my testimony. And so I feel like those are like the big instances of me like being really solid and have a firm foundation in this church.
Well, and I love that. And I did not put you up to that. So thank you for saying that, because I know that Institute can be, you know, a really great place to find that safety, especially in college. Yeah. And I love Utah Tech. I really do. But again, you know, it's not predominantly, you know, of our faith, so to speak. It's not the most important thing. But I guess my question for you then, segueing into it, is now that you're at college and you're up to this point in your life, there's temptation. It's college, right? It's great. It's wonderful. But like, what are you ladies doing now in your college years to keep close to the Savior? Again, not keep close to church or keep close to Institute or a program, although all those things are wonderful, but like keep close to Christ and his covenants and all that great stuff. What are your thoughts? Jensen, you want to go first? Yeah.
Yeah. I have some thoughts. One big thing that I learned at Institute, I have a lot of things from Institute. Brother Wilkins, he shared that like we're going through life. It's not just our plan. Like it's with Christ. So it's not just me. It's we. And that just hit me. And my prayers have changed. I just like my mindset has changed. I think of it as, what should we do today? And like I'll pray about it. And also another thing that I learned, I think maybe last week or a couple weeks ago, I learned that David Butler on a podcast, and he was talking about how you have your to-do list, but write that all down, but then pray to God and say, what, like, this is my list, but what do you want me to do on yours? And so I've been trying to work on that even just the past week and a half, and I've seen a huge difference of like my focus on different things and feeling more productive and fulfilled throughout my day. And so I feel like just focusing on it's not me. And then just believing Christ that he's going to make whatever I want and whatever he wants, our wills work combined, it's going to happen. So everything is going to work out. So
I love that. What should we do today? That's a cool way to look at it. Thank you. Kiko.
I would say coming down here is like, I feel like my friends, I've been really, really blessed with good friends down here. And something about Utah County, I don't know what it is, but like, it's like you, like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to like Utah Tech. And they're like, oh, like it's a party school. Oh, it's a party school.
Watch out. You're going to go to hell.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right. And like, especially our high school, Lone Peak, you take Lone Peak and you put it at BYU. Like all of my friends, they went to BYU. And so for me to come down to St. George, it was more of like,
why are you going
to
do that?
Yeah, why are you going to do that? Like, that's a party.
Did you know about
school.
BYU?
Yeah. I'm like, actually, I didn't apply. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just feel like I came down here and I was like, holy cow. Like, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to like, everybody's telling me that like, it's a party school. And like, I have like Jensen and she's like, no, like it's good. I'm like, but still, I'm like, everybody just tells me about that. I'm like, right. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I've been just really blessed down here with like such good friends, like all of my guy friends, like return missionaries and like the ultimate example. And I just feel like even like in everything we do, I just, like, I don't know. It's, like, not even in temptation because I don't surround myself with that.
Love it.
Yeah. And even, like, back to Institute, like, that's been really big for me because I take, I think, 7 Institute classes.
Look at you go. Wow.
Yeah. Like,
wow. I love it.
Yeah. I remember I was doing my, like, I was opening my mission papers with my bishop, and he's like, so, like, how many institute classes are you taking? I'm like, I'm taking 7. And he's like, well, usually I would tell people, like, maybe take another institute class, like, prepare right. for them.
Before maybe you want to scale back, Kiko.
Yeah, and he's like, no, don't take another one. I'm like, and literally the next week I added another one. But, like, it's really so amazing because I just.
Well, an institute's change is not like, Yeah. It's just come to a class and.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so I feel like that's something for me of it was instead of like just like every Sunday or like a class I was required to go to in high school, it was something that I could willingly go to and just like, oh, this is just if you want it.
And your friends are going with you to a lot of these
yes.
classes?
Yes. Like all of them, which I love. And actually, like, I met one of my best friends at Institute.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so I feel like.
Wait, I thought Jensen was your best friend.
One of.
Okay,
one
sorry.
Come on.
I promise I'm not determined to, like, split you two apart. So.
I am the best friend.
Right? That's it. That's
yes.
It,
yeah. Come on, bestie for the resty.
I love it. And so that's how you met one of your best friends. Was
yeah.
Here. That's
and
so, cool.
So that's why I just feel like it's. I feel like one of the main things I do down here, like as like even like a social thing. And so I feel like that's been really amazing.
I love that. Yeah. I love you are so right. When you surround yourself, we were talking today in class about, anyway, it doesn't matter what we were talking about, but someone made the comment, like when if you look for a thing, you're going to find it. Right. Mm-hmm. And whether that be, if you're searching for doubts about the gospel, of course you're going to find them. If you're searching for, you know, dirt to, you know, shade to throw, whatever, you're going to find it. But when you focus on the right things and being surrounded by the right people is definitely a huge part of who we are. I don't know what book it was. I can't remember. I'm probably going to slaughter this, but it's been said that, like, we are the composite of the 5 people we hang around with the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The average of those 5 people. And I'm probably slaughter that and someone's going to correct me and that's okay. But yeah, I love that. What advice would you have? We got to wrap it up. This has been so much fun. I could talk with you ladies for hours.
I'm like, what? We're done?
What? Wait a minute. What? No, just 10 more hours, please. sorry. Oh, I'm glad we got that on film. Anyway, what advice do you have for anyone who might be struggling out there in this phase of their life in college and maybe just, yeah, floundering and struggling? What advice would you have for them to help them kind of maybe come closer to the Savior and find some belonging in college?
I feel like I would have 2 things of, especially coming down to college, of Christ is really the only person that you can take everywhere. And he is always there for you no matter where you go. And he's just will always be like consistently there. And I feel like that's something I've really found, like moving 4 hours away from home. And just like, he's always with me. Even if I feel alone, I'm never alone. And I feel like the second thing is, at the end of the day, like your testimony and your relationship is just between you and God. Nobody else. I don't care what anybody else says. It's just between you and God. And I feel like in this day and age, it's so easy to like get other people's opinions, because obviously like religion in general is like people are very opinionated about that. And I just feel like if it feels good to you, if it brings you joy, then great, keep doing that. And if you feel like you should work on some things, great. Like, it's just between you and God.
Love that thought.
I think what I would say is not to compare to other people, because I feel like that always makes me feel more lonely if yeah. I'm in a group of people. But the only thing that we should be comparing is comparing ourselves to our old selves and make sure that we're doing better. And then the other thing I would say is to follow those promptings that you get from the Savior in Jesus Christ, because when the Spirit gives you a prompting and you don't follow it, then you're never going to know what that could have led. And like Jesus Christ's plan for us is way better than we could even imagine.
Yeah.
And so every morning I always pray for those beautiful, unexpected miracles.
Awesome.
And I can't even plan those miracles that happen in my day, even if I tried.
Right.
Like, so just following those promptings and just seeing where it leads and just trusting in him that it's all going to work out and that he has the best in mind.
I love that.
I don't know, the best life is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that, better than you can make it. So
I love that. Best life is going to happen. Oh, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to timestamp it even. Ooh, that was good. Best life is going to happen. How did you say it?
the best life is going to happen. I don't know.
I can go back and listen.
Okay.
Best life is recording. I know, right? So many great one-liners there. I love that. I love that idea of trusting him, because you're right. Following promptings can sometimes be scary, right? That whole, I think there's a couple different scenarios. You either go, is this a prompting or is it not? We'll follow it. Trust and you'll find out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes like, oh, I know it's a prompting, but I don't want to, or this is going to be really tough. But you're right. The Savior's there and he's going to make the very best possible of it. So thank you. Ladies, it has been such a pleasure.
This has been so fun.
I'm so glad.
If you guys like us, we'll come back again. So like, like the podcast.
Like and subscribe.
Leave a comment. Leave a joke. Dad joke. I love dad jokes.
Oh, okay. Next time we have you on, we're going to do a dad joke competition.
So we're coming back?
I sure hope so.
Is that an invite? Me?
Most definitely. Ladies, you are incredible. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today, and I just want to remind everybody that this podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed as an official production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All words and opinions expressed by participants are solely their own and do not reflect official doctrine of the church.